the Justice Podcast with your hosts, Damber Wagner and Jacob Willis.
That's right, Los Angeles. The Justice Podcast first ever live show will be held at Beverly Center on October 19th. Tickets available now.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Welcome, y'all, to episode 31. It's your girl, Just Living, Baby.
And your boy, Jacob Willis, and you tuned into the Just Us Podcast.
Yes, how you like that?
It was cool.
It was, yes.
How girl, you... what the hell? You on a sugar high?
I'm on a high of life, of blessing.
You did what it took to came and used the bathroom, but it came out like a whole nother girl.
I'm in the world. Well, yes, I did drink some Slim tea today because I was constipated, and it just came out.
Those boots are cute. Another reason why I said to move this because they can't really see them, but it's okay.
It's okay.
Yes, those are cute though. What's up? How you feeling?
I am feeling Top of the world. How you feeling?
Immaculate.
Yay!
Yes, you guys saw it. We just booked our first live show in Los Angeles. Get your tickets now.
But what is so extravagant about it? Not only are we the first podcast at the Beverly Center, we are the first Black melanin podcast at the Beverly Center.
In history, to host a live show October 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. Free meet and greet after cocktails. You guys do not want to miss this. We're going to have surprise performances, celebrity guests.
Right. Yeah,
yeah, you guys are going to enjoy yourself. So get your tickets now.
And what comes with y'all ticket is that you get two cocktails. Who doesn't love a cocktail, right? And then you also get our vibes. So, yes.
No, they give gifts too. Oh, and we're doing a raffle, baby. We're giving away some good stuff, baby. Okay? Yes. We may even pay a couple of y'all rent. You don't know what's going to be in that raffle.
No, I don't believe it'd be that, but please come on. Come on.
Yes.
Yes, so what it is. What's new with you? How was work and everything this week?
Girl.
You know, your thing? Here, there.
In my Marlo Hampton voice. They have drained me.
Okay, respect.
I'm drained, but you know what? I'm blessed to be alive. I'm blessed to be here. Okay. Yeah, how about you?
This week was kind of slow a little bit, but I was just mentally all over the place. You know how that is, you know, so. I was staying hydrated. Cute.
I love water.
Good.
Yeah, by my bed, I have this little bottle, mm-hmm. and I put a lot of ice in there, and I just drink water throughout the middle of the night.
That's right.
And then I have to use the bathroom, but I'm too lazy to get up, so I just fall back asleep.
You just piss my ass up. Oh.
No, I don't do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I know you've experienced that, but
you don't know shit.
You'll probably still pee in the bed. You wear your diapers at night?
Oh, please.
Right. Don't start at the... Me too. Yeah. And I cannot sleep with socks on.
No. Oh. I don't even wear socks, period. Even in my shoes, tennis shoes, whatever. No.
I wear socks, yeah.
Those ankles are crazy.
Do you have lotion?
I do.
Then don't speak, because it's in the car. And we're not in the car right now, love.
Okay.
Yeah, they can't see my ankles.
Okay.
Well, I can't. Oh, God.
Yes. Today, you know how we do. We hop into that mental health. And I had to write it down today because it was just so good and on my mind. Battling with old habits and the new you.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I said I was going on the cleanse on October 1st.
We
are.
Yes. Just us
on October 1st. And it's like, you know, I want to go on my cleanse. I want to stop going out for a few weeks. I want to put the liquor to the side. I want to get back into my scriptures more and just feed my soul. But then it's going to be that other part pulling me. Oh, just come out and just have one drink. Oh, just come out for a little bit. Oh, just do the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just so hard. It's like the flesh and, you know.
But I'm so determined. I'm going to stick to it. I have to. I've already been telling people, no, I'm serious. I know that on Wednesday I have a lunch with somebody. I'll just eat like, you know, something and not drinking alcohol. Then I have an event on October 5th. Mm-hmm. I know there's going to be liquor there and I'm not going to drink. And Quay will be there. So he will tell you, he'll snitch if I drink.
Hopefully. Because you have a tendency of going out and not posting, thinking you didn't go out. Then I'll catch you.
I don't do that.
Always coming to light.
Excuse me. I don't do that to hide. Yeah. To hide anything.
That's why you laughing. Like
I'm laughing because you're even on my close friends, and sometimes
sneaky snake. Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
You know what you be doing, Jacob.
Oh, girl, yeah. Please. I don't got to report to you or anybody. If I go out, I go outside. Ain't to be sneaky.
You sure do be hiding.
They know me in these streets, so I can't sneak from anybody.
The West Hollywood Street.
No, every street, bitch. That, every street. Yes. She is so aggravated.
No, but you know.
No, I'm seriously really going to take this serious. I'm very motivated about this, and I need this cleanse. It's a spiritual journey for me as well.
Exactly right.
I need to hear from God, and I can't hear from him when I'm in a club. It's too loud.
When it's all this chaos around, and you can't focus, and you're not, you know, aligned with yourself, it's hard.
Right.
And I just want to just get close to him. I'm so grateful for the blessings and opportunities coming our way, and I want to keep them going. And a change is needed.
Yeah.
You know, if you can make a change, why not? We are always so afraid and so scared and so comfortable, and I'm tired of it.
Change is good. I was actually just talking to this girl, and she was saying that she lives in New York, and her sister lives here in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And basically, her and her husband are so comfortable where they are in their life that they don't want to take a risk and come out to L.A. and try to, you know.
Relocate.
Exactly. Okay. So for me, it's like sometimes when you take a risk, you are stepping into your blessing. You know, because I took a risk moving to LA. I moved here with $1,000 and then that was it. I didn't have a job when I moved out here. I had to, you know, everybody know I struggled, you know, and it took a while to get to where I am. But I'm so glad I took a risk because now you see where we ate at the Beverly Center.
You was on a Jumbotron like a big screen.
Yes.
$1,000, big screen, $1,000.
Emphasis on 1,000, yeah. You
know, and it was just a lady where we was just at getting grabbing something to eat. She said that she had moved out here from the South and she didn't have nothing. And God had brought her through. It's a lot of people that come out here just on a wish and a prayer.
Yeah.
You know, so change is good.
Take a risk. You never know the doors of opportunity that can open. Stop being so comfortable. I don't want to live a comfortable lifestyle. I want to live a lifestyle, of course, I'm comfortable at home.
On the edge.
But I don't want to, yeah, just being open to expand my horizon. I even say now, I'm like, I'll never move out of Los Angeles. But if I meet somebody or like, you know, we get a big deal or something happens and we got to move to somewhere else, it depends. The price is right. I'm on my way.
I'm out of here. But you said.
I'll be bi-coastal. So I would live somewhere else and I could come back to L.A.
So you said if you meet somebody, would you relocate your life for a partner?
In the future, when I settle down, it depends. Especially if it's in Texas. I already have family there. So if it's like in San Antonio or Houston, maybe, or Dallas.
Really? I couldn't see myself moving for nobody. That'd be for myself.
Right. Well, you never really go anywhere anyway.
You're damn right.
So if you met a man.
I love to put my money in the hood.
Yeah, I do. Before I was ghetto-ly interrupted, if you meet somebody and they want to move. I mean, say that they propose to you, you really like them. And they say, I want to move to North Carolina or here. I have family here. You wouldn't move with them?
No.
Is it giving divorce?
Well, you just said that he was proposing, so we're not married.
Okay, what if you are married and he wants to move?
It has to be mutual. I can't say right now.
He or she. I know sometimes you wake up and you're in the LGBT
community. I'm not marrying a woman.
No?
No.
Just having sex?
I just like to have... Jacob, what the fuck is going on?
I know, we never really talked about this on the podcast. You talked about how you like to have intercourse with women and men, but you never said if you would marry a woman or not. So I'm finding out that's what's going on, darling. I'm finding out the questions the viewers want to know.
No, I would never marry a woman. I like to have fun with them. I did. I haven't even been doing that. It's been almost a year. I haven't messed around with a female, no. No, I'm actually thinking about it. Like, no, I'm kind of done with that phase.
Yeah.
It's too easy for me.
You are not done with... Look, she said that now that we're going to go out later on. She be like, yeah. No, I can already see them nails in between of their cracks.
Wow, that's pretty sick.
You love the smack of ass.
But I haven't been doing that, though. Think about it. I've been more on these...
It has been a couple weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
I've been more on the guys. You know, I like men.
Me too.
Aggressive men.
Aggressive in what way?
Aggressive hood. You know what I'm saying? You know, we talk about this all the time. You know what I like.
But aggressive and like, you know, argument, like, shut up, bitch. Nah, you like that type of aggression?
G-word.
Okay, because you know, the hood niggas call the girls the bitches.
Sometimes they don't.
We want a hood gentleman. Like today, I rushed to open the door for you.
That was so kind, but you're not hood.
I don't need to be hood, but I can good hood. I can get hood real quick if need be.
I've never seen it.
Right. You don't want to have to see it.
I don't think I want to.
Right.
Right.
So. Yeah. Anyways, I saw something extremely disturbing on the Neighborhood Talk. So basically, there was a dog. There was a black man in a hallway, and he had a girlfriend. He threw that dog to the ceiling. The dog just, what?
Now, that was so sad.
What is wrong with people mentally? How could you pick up an animal? Now, I understand if it was like raccoon or something that bit you. Like, bitch, what? But somebody's pet.
Right.
I think it was his girlfriend's pet.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that. I mean, literally just hit it. That poor dog hit the ceiling. That's like somebody's child. You know, right, you have a dog.
Yes.
Imagine well, you're one of your boyfriend's mad and they get your dog and they throw it at the ceiling. What you going to do? You going to get activated? You going to get hood?
I'm just be very sad.
Oh, so you're going to just let it go?
Jacob, I can't. I don't want to just prove. What's it called? When you criminate yourself, I don't want to do that because I'm going to turn it up.
If somebody grabbed your dog and hit him on the ceiling, you're not going to get hood?
Yes, but I'm not going to say what I'll do, but of course.
Yeah. Okay, okay. I need you to get a little...
But you know what? That comes from letting people get the best of you.
Yeah.
You get me? Letting people take you out of character. And when it comes to love and relationship, that happens. We don't want it to, but it happens.
What kind of temper tantrum does that man have for him to pick up that dog?
That's like men beating on females when they get upset, raping them when they get upset. You know, that's in the same kind of bracket.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Poor Toto. Heading to that yellow brick road of death.
I was being serious.
No, I'm serious. The way that that dog fell and hit the floor.
Okay, Jacob.
You about to go see the Wiz, bitch. Okay. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. What about Keith D going to jail for the murder of Tupac? Now, they don't have him on any charges yet, but they took him in. And a month or two ago, they raided his house and they said they found a weapon that could possibly be the murder weapon in Tupac's murder.
Why I still have the weapon? It's been over a decade.
Same one, but you know how the people...
They'd be like, yo, I killed homie with that. So
he
maybe
did
they would...
some interviews not too long ago and he was really like talking. So maybe he talked too much and got himself in some shit. But they arrested him today.
Wow.
Right. Tupac's been gone a long time.
Like, rest in peace to Tupac.
Yes, let that man rest, but still.
Girl, you know they don't let nobody rest.
They don't.
Justice will be served. And like you said to me earlier, what comes in, what happens in the dark will come to light.
You know what? Karma has no time frame. It's going to hit you. If you're doing wrong, it's going to get you. So you sit back now, think you got away. You ain't get away with shit. No, for real.
I saw a video of a girl stealing an umbrella from a store, and when she walked outside, she fell and busted her head. Look. Karma happened immediately.
Yeah.
So you never know when the karma will happen, but it will happen. If you think you're getting away with it, just keep living life, darling.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be surprised.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about something else crazy. There's a girl in Sacramento, older lady, and she just got arrested. I think she's like 72 years old, but she was killing people and burying them in her backyard for years. Nobody ever knew. Yep, they found like 30 bodies.
They should do a documentary on that. I like to watch stuff like that.
Right? Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell you to get into American Horror Story.
Oh, that's what it's about?
No, but I mean, they have different stories like that, gory stories.
Gotcha.
And you know, we're in October now, so it's Halloween season. I know Christians don't really celebrate Halloween, but I'm definitely dressing up this year. Forgive me, Lord. I'm excited.
Me too.
So we're going to come dressed as different characters.
Yes.
I don't know.
All month, because that's a little...
One day out of the month. I don't know. Let me look and see what day Halloween is, because I know that we always film on a Friday. Huh? A braid?
Oh, Lord.
It's on... Oh, okay.
What day is it on?
It's on a Tuesday, so we would have
Taco
to do it...
Tuesday. Yes.
So let me ask you guys, because y'all are so spoiled. Do you guys want... So we'll film the episode on the 27th, which is that Friday. Should we release it that Saturday, the 28th, or should we just wait and give you guys the episode on Halloween, which is the 31st on that Tuesday?
Why are you even talking crazy? Release it how we release it.
Why not? You know, like a little spooky. You know how people watch their scary movies? Listen, you guys know how people watch your scary movies on Halloween? They can watch the podcast on Halloween.
They're not going to do that. They're going to be outside. We're going to be outside.
Not everybody
likes
to
be outside.
Really? Where are you going?
You just said it's on a Tuesday. I'm going to find a Taco Tuesday and put my costume on. What the hell?
You going to go there, senorita?
No.
I can see with a little hat on and a girdle.
I don't know. And a girdle.
Tacos.
Wow.
And you're a bartender now, so you could be making margaritas.
Yes, I could be. You know, I might try to get booked for something. That would be cool.
Right?
Making some money on Halloween. Why not?
It's Twerk Tuesday. Everybody going to be in WeHo that day.
Definitely won't be out there. there's already a lot going on out there. I could just imagine Halloween.
Yeah, I'm excited for my detox for these 19 days.
Where is that coming from?
No, I'm WeHo. You said there's a lot going out there. I'm excited for my detox to not be out there for those 19 days.
Oh, you just flipped it like that?
No, I'm letting you know because I brought up WeHo, and since you like to insinuate that I'm always in West Hollywood, I'm letting them know I'm going on a 19-day fast.
Great.
From WeHo as well as alcohol.
Great.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other topics?
Yes.
You in those tight braids?
So this is something that has been on my mind. So when I'm at home and I have free time, I write in my journal, I read my book. Sometimes y'all see me post on my story. And this came across my mind. So I was just like, do you think that it means something when a guy or a girl views your story? So you know how sometimes you're like, oh, he viewed my story. Oh, my God, he watching me. Stop it. Like, does it mean something or are they just watching the story? And I came to the conclusion that they're just watching the story because if it meant something, they would hit your ass up.
Yeah.
They just viewing your story. So it's no significance in them.
It's just a post. With,
and they're keeping up with you for what?
For what? And then it gets me when you make a post and then all of a sudden text messages start rolling in.
Or the DM with the little fire or what you doing.
Right. Like, you haven't heard from you. So, right. I'm not even.
And then let's flip the reels a little bit. How about the people that want to DM you all the time and have a full conversation, like y'all getting to know each other and flirting, but not texting you? Do you really think I'm finna take you serious and all we do is converse over DM?
Yeah.
And you have my number? That's weird. Or even if you haven't asked for it?
It's like, are we just Instagram buddies?
What's going on?
What about after hours?
But you low-key flirting, though.
Right, and I want to hear your voice. I'm a voice type of person.
Are you? Okay, okay.
Yeah, I like to be on the phone and hear a guy like, yeah. And I'm like, hey, yeah.
You be beating off?
I have done that before.
Oh, gosh.
I have, but we had phone sex. I wasn't just listening and talking beating off.
Oh, got it. No. Okay.
What? We talk about fucking food. I'm not about to masturbate to no damn chicken wings.
Yeah. Are you the type that likes to answer the random FaceTimes?
I do like to answer the random FaceTime.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like to FaceTime randomly, too. Especially if I'm looking cute.
If
like,
you're looking good. Right.
I'll be FaceTiming you. We both be in bed naked with no shirt on.
Looking crazy. Hell for real. I'll be having the braids out, boogers coming out, whatever.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then I hate when you're on live and then somebody calls you when you're on live. Right. Why do y'all do that? What do you get out of that? I'm not going to pick up the phone.
Like, oh, they're calling. Bye.
Right. Mm-mm. So annoying, not cock blocking my blessings on live.
Ooh.
You never know what man gonna be tuning in.
You right, huh?
Hey. What is that game that we're gonna be playing today in today's episode? Right there.
Oh, they're my people.
Yes.
So let's discuss about us going to, where the fuck did we go? Black on the Block.
We went to Black on the Block. Yes.
Keep it player, something I don't do too often. A drinking game.
Yes, keep it playing. So these are, it's a black-owned card game.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to, Cornbread. And they gifted me that. I know you have one as well.
Yes, I left mine at my friend's house.
And I told them, we can play a little game on a podcast. You guys know we love to play games. And I think, you know, spice it up. Why not? Mm-hmm. We in a good mood today.
Yes, definitely are.
Right?
I think I just want to talk about Black on the Block a little bit.
Okay, we'll talk about it.
So, you guys out here, they have Black on the Block. I don't know how often it comes, but anyway, we went last Sunday, and it's a whole bunch of Black-owned vendors, from candles to jewelry to clothes, hair, to makeup, creams, food, lemonades, body butters.
I used mine the other day. Very good.
I used it today. Still not ashy.
You remember the name?
It was Auntie and Uncle Butter.
Yes, I bought the uncle and you have the auntie.
I got the uncle too.
I put it everywhere but my ankles. Clearly, you already called me out.
Right, right, right.
It literally melts.
Mm-hmm. And it smells so good.
On the skin, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, a man would definitely love to caress my body after I got out the shower and put on my butter.
Too bad you can't find them.
Oh, I already have them. They're just not here in LA.
You stuttered so. So yeah, anyway, it was
Where's
great.
Yours at, babe?
I am on break, but the roster is
You've been on break for a decade now, sis.
No, I just got out of a bad situation.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, but you didn't have that buttercream there. We've all been heartbroken. Move on.
Oh, you're right. And I am. That's why I said the roster is open.
Right. And the roster is open, so I'm outside. If anybody wants to come and feel this buttercream, the uncle, y'all can come and feel this cream. And maybe you guys can put some on my ashy ankles.
Okay, I can't stand for it no more. That's enough. Okay, but like I was saying, I had a great lemonade there. I was gifted this shirt.
Yes.
Yes, from a Black-owned brand. I have to find them. We had a lot of brands that was, you know, hooking us up.
Shout out to this beautiful Black-owned brand as well. I'm wearing this beautiful tribal shirt. I was gifted this when I went to the Cornbread event.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to the next one on October 8th.
Okay, period. Dedra Dixon. Shout out to Dedra Dixon. Deidra? Okay, D-E-D-R-A Dixon. She is the owner. Thank you so much for this beautiful shirt. You guys, look at this shirt. My ancestors are on it.
Look just like you. That's crazy. Yeah. I love to see that.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you have a tuck there? Who still tucks in their shirts these days?
I do.
That's
Maybe
nice.
You should tuck in yours.
I mean, I don't mind. This stomach is getting flat like this ass.
No, actually, mine was out, but Casey suggested that I tucked it in. Did you not? Thank you. He said he wanted to be the stylist for this episode. So before you come for me, make sure you check in with my stylist over there.
Yeah, I definitely have to check in with you because...
Well, you like? You think I should tuck it out?
No, I was just playing. You always put your shirt tucked out. I was just joking with you.
Okay, you know I wasn't going to untuck it anyway.
So why'd you ask?
This is me. Just on person.
Huh, wow. Shout out to Fully Loaded Los Angeles for my shirt, okay? This brand is amazing. And they have some shirts kind of like yours, too. Look at this one with the young lady with the bamboo earring.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, everything is just black and, like, giving that power. So
I enjoyed myself. And I had one of the best loaded baked potatoes I've ever had in my life. It had crab, shrimp, broccoli, cheese, sour cream. It was just so good. Mm-hmm. Amber doesn't like seafood, so it wasn't appealing to her.
I don't even like baked potatoes, no. I'm not eating no potato buzz down. Disgusting. What are you busting down a potato for and eating out of it? That is ridiculous. That is nasty as hell. No.
Yo.
That is disgusting. What are you eating out of the potato? Hell no. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I do not like baked potato, no.
That's crazy.
I do mashed potato, but not baked. Hell no.
I love baked potatoes.
Mm-mm. You was tearing it up, though, but you did save a little bit. What's up with people saving a little bit of corner of their food?
Wait, like? You know that was not a little bit. That was a big leftover potato.
No, you ate a lot that day.
I'm not a to-go box type of girl. You know I'm not. No. I never get a to-go box like that. So that, I was like, we were outside. I was eating and walking. Okay. Yeah, at least your car smelled like shrimp and crab, your favorite.
Disgusting. Yes, I had to get a car wash. Finally.
But it was good. How about the Jamaican restaurant we went to after?
Trash. It is a Jamaican restaurant. Oh, let me put my phone down. You know, we come on here, we try to praise the black businesses, and we even had this conversation before about, you know, the service and how you guys, you know, get at us. It was horrible. It was horrible. Now, the server was great because she communicated with us and, you know, sided with us and told us what was going on. The manager was even lying to us. That's ridiculous. She's walking around here prancing around. Girl, get it together. That's a facade. Who are you? It was horrible. The food was supposed to be mac and cheese with a jerk sauce in it. It was like soupy. It was no good. Come on. The only thing good there was the hookah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they even gave us complimentary shots that were
and
watered
Jamaican
down.
Patties. Now, the Jamaican patty those was decent, but the jerk sauce could have been a little spicier.
Yeah.
Yeah, just was it no 10 out of 10. It's given 2 out of 10. The 2 went to the hookah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, it was just unfortunate.
And I do want to say their name, but you know what? I don't even want to do that. But I hope somebody from that restaurant sees this, get it together, and fast.
I hyped the place up, and that's why I feel so bad. Because I was excited. I was like, yo, I found a Jamaica restaurant. They got some good food. Because I had the, they have like oxtail mac and cheese. Last time the mac and cheese was baked. Okay. I don't know what happened with that soup that we ate the last time. But I was just like, for a first timer, when you hype something up and you got your friends coming, I look like Jacob, this is the kind of food you like? This kind of service you was getting? Right. So, yeah, I took the L on that one.
It was low grade. Oh.
Yeah. Mm. But I would definitely go back to Back on the Block.
Yes.
Back on the Block. Black on the Block.
Yes, and the place is called Auntie Butter _. That's where we got the butter from.
Yes, that butter is really good, though. No cap. I know I was being dramatic talking about my body, but it really does make your skin feel good. It absorbs your skin and all the ash and things like that. So I definitely would be getting some more. And it was reasonable price. I thought they were going to be like $30,
$20.
Yeah, my little cream was only $10. Yes, come on now.
That's what we need. You know, when you sell a decent product at a good amount, you're going to make more because everybody's going to want to jump on it.
Let's talk about the spirit of greedy. You know, a lot of business owners like to be greedy.
They do.
Nickel and dime you. And it's like, really? Especially with the customer service. Now, I can't say the restaurant that we went to, they did have bad service, but they did try to accommodate. Even though the jerk mac and cheese was soupy, even though they gave us free shots.
It took 40 minutes for the mac and cheese to even come out.
Right, and they gave us a free refill on hookah. Yeah, they did give us a free refill, even though I still pay for the hookah.
Right, $50.
Yes, but at least they tried to accommodate. Other restaurants, they just be so like, if you don't like it, you know, sometimes they try to fight you to take things off the bill. It's like, no, your cornbread was cold.
Right, yeah.
You know, your pasta, it was stale. Like, I just can't.
I still feel like everything should have been free. But it was still a good time.
Yeah, but people just be just greedy in general. Right. Money, somebody you're in business with, you know, just be greedy. I hate greedy people and cheap people. Overly cheap. It's okay to be frugal.
Right.
But super duper cheap, like really.
When you greedy, you don't succeed.
Yeah.
It never goes too far, too long. No. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Nope. I'm sorry. I'm over here struggling.
Oh, here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Help me out.
No, I'm a man. I gotta handle the business. It's fine.
Oh, you're a man.
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh. Like that?
No. Hell no. You
sure, Ma?
Jacob, my stomach is already hurting.
My little baby.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Like, I'm trying to bust it open. It's a little tight. I'm about to break these damn cards.
I'm telling you, it's not as easy.
You know
as you
what?
Think.
Shout out to them for making sure it's locked and
it's
locked
like
and loaded.
Security on that thing.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, here. So let me read the instructions.
Okay.
Okay. How to play, shuffle the deck, pull a card and see who it's for. For you, cards apply only to the reader. For everyone, cards apply to all the players. Read the card aloud and do what it says. Take turns pulling cards until lit. Tag us when you play. Okay. Let's get a little feisty.
Right. Usually we play games with liquor, y'all, but today we're drinking some water because we have a long night.
We do. I'm hosting tonight. I'm so nervous. I'm not nervous.
I'm just excited to smoke hookah. Ooh, two places with hookah?
All right.
It's about to be a chimney.
Oh, they said it was hookah there, huh?
Mm, it's on a flyer.
Yes. Okay. You want to go first?
Ladies first.
Okay.
I'm a gentleman.
Man, gentleman, you just all the above, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I got to save this card. Use it any time to get out of a drink or a shot, so.
Okay.
I'll go again.
Okay.
For everyone, if you've ever got or given head while driving, drink, player.
Have you?
No, I barely give head without driving.
You never got a head while you were driving?
I don't like head.
Oh, I forgot. You're a little off. You don't like potatoes, baked potatoes. You don't like head. What kind of human are you? My turn, babe.
So you haven't done it either. So what kind of human?
Oh, I've definitely. Oh, let me drink.
Yeah, take a sip of that water.
Okay. Let the player to your right text one person in your phone. We need to talk or take a shot, player. So you need to text somebody and say, we need to talk.
In your phone.
The person to the right, babe.
That's your phone.
In my phone?
Is that what it said?
No. Let the player to your right text one person in your phone. Oh,
so
it's
you don't,
my phone.
So you read and don't comprehend after you
read. Know what? I just really didn't
think.
Wow,
so that's why you stuttering all the time and stuff.
I really...
My God, you're a little... It's okay. It's okay.
Oh, my God.
No, because you're not alone. You're not alone. I
honestly didn't even let it soak in.
It's okay. You did.
I'm not going to even light you up today. I'm just going to let you have this because what
I believe.
They swear that I'm so mean. So
I believe, you know, you barely be eating.
Oh, bitch, I eat.
You
I
barely
feast.
Be eating.
Please. I feast. Please.
I be 7 + 1 = 8.
I
okay.
can do this in my sleep.
Period.
Okay.
I don't want to text you my earphone, unfortunately. So it's
okay. Well, you take a sip of that water since you're going to be disobedient.
For me, have a wall sit competition with the player across from you. A wall sit? Okay, this is enough. So this
we
is
can do that. We can make it happen. You want to? Let me see. Yep, we can go right here. Wall to wall.
Well, it's nothing. I can stand there for the rest of the fucking episode.
Okay, come on. I'm serious. Y'all ain't never watched a podcast like this. She said she been in the gym. We finna find ew. You want this wall or this one?
I don't like what's that.
I'll be by the tree.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Woo! Back for me, boys.
Oh, okay. Now you got me. I'm gonna go ahead. My legs, you know, they's a little tight right now. They look tight right there.
Excuses, excuses, darling. If you guys are listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, et cetera, you guys do not know what just happened. Me and Amber went straight to the wall like we were on timeout.
Right.
And we did a little challenge. I won.
You're barely breathing.
I'm breathing, babe. I see the microphone is like a mile away from you. Pull it closer. Now let's
please.
Hear you. Oh, my turn.
Wow.
Oh, tell the story of how you lost your virginity or take a shot, player. Oh, I lost my virginity in a bush to a girl. Yuck.
Yeah.
I was playing hide and go seek when I was younger. I ain't gonna say her name, but we were hiding from people and we're in a bush. She was like, just put it in. I'm like, ew, no. And she was like, it feels good. Just try it. And I put it in and I put it right out. Yuck. So I guess that counts as losing my virginity, right?
I don't know.
Two little strokes.
Yuck.
Yum.
Okay.
No, not really. That's how I lost my virginity. Seriously, in a bush.
Okay. For everyone, reveal what age you were when you lost your virginity. If you were the oldest, take a shot. How old were you? Were you a little hoe, a little thot?
I was 13.
Whoa. Okay.
I said hide and go seek, girl. You thought I was what, 18?
Well, I was 18. I was in a very strict home, so.
I was in a strict home, too. I was just snuck and did it.
Oh, wow. You're one of those.
I was one of
those. It's okay. You're not alone, I'm sure.
You're 18?
18.
Was it with a girl, a guy?
A guy.
Was it outside?
No, so. Set the scene. Okay. So my dad had passed and we were moving out of Inglewood.
Okay.
So my mom was going off for the night and I had the apartment to myself. I was having a going away party. And it was this guy there. I'm not going to say his name, but he had a big old thing. And, you know, we was just messing around. I was like play touching it. And he was like, I said something. He was like, well, don't tease me if you're not going to give it to me. And then I was like, you know what? I said, we can. So the party cleared out, and it was no furniture, nothing. We are on the carpet. And I just lay, I was screaming like somebody was murdering me.
I bet you were.
Ooh, it hurt so good. I was like, oh, my gosh. And then when he finished, it was like a little blood. I'm like, this must mean when they say to pop the cherry. And I was so excited. And that was it.
I'm so glad Mama Juanita didn't come home because that wouldn't have been the only thing that got popped.
Right.
You had that jury.
Yeah, no, that was a good time. My first time was
good. That's a better than my first time.
Mm-hmm. And I liked him too. And I believe that we were going to start talking, but he had like a couple of little issues going on. He used to like cut himself and stuff.
Suicidal.
Right.
Depression.
Yeah. Uh huh. So it didn't ever.
Hopefully he made it over.
Yeah, I don't know. I was following him on Twitter, then he just disappeared. Oh, hope he's okay, Jesus.
You disappeared on Twitter, too.
All right. I did.
Y'all, go follow her new Twitter.
Yes, please.
Shout it out. There you go. Go ahead. Plug it in.
Twitter, I think it's JSTLBYY. BBYY. I don't know.
We'll put it in the description box.
Don't worry about it.
Group votes.
Okay.
For the player most likely to have one night stand in Vegas, the player with the most votes picks another player to take a shot. Okay, well, it's just me and you.
Yeah.
So,
probably you. You always talk about one night stand.
Yeah, it definitely is me. So, I'll go ahead and drink.
Mm-hmm.
I love a one night stand in Vegas. It's been a while since I've had a one night stand.
Okay.
I don't really do those anymore like that. I already go to a sex club.
And you know, that's like me. I used to like, I guess I can say
watch.
I used to casually like have sex, but I haven't even been doing that. I am working on month two in October, be month two celibate. I just can't give it up like that anymore. It doesn't feed my soul. It does nothing for me. I feel stupid afterwards. It's lame. What do you really get for that? Instant gratification for what?
I haven't had it in a minute.
Yeah, I've been holding myself. Oh, you said you did not too long ago.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
On a pod?
You
said,
you told me. Yeah, you didn't go home one night?
No, I was sucking dick, bitch. I said I lost my rings, remember?
Oh.
Okay.
I stuck in his ass.
No, it didn't get stuck in my ass.
No, his ass.
No, this is what happened, y'all. I was sucking dick, and I had all my rings on. Usually, I don't use hands when I suck my dick, but this dick was kind of big and girthy, so I just wanted to be extra with it. So I took off all my rings. I have diamonds and stuff on my rings, and I didn't want to. That's going to hurt. Can you imagine if a guy's fingering you? Well, you don't like.
I don't.
Do you like fingering?
No fingers and no mouth. Straight penetration, y'all. Yeah, I'm getting excited.
If you guys go back to a couple episodes, well, not a couple episodes, towards the beginning, you talked about how you made a girl bleed on accident.
I did, yeah.
With your nails, right?
Mm-hmm, I did. I remember that like it was yesterday.
You got to be careful because those are weapons.
Okay, but so you're just out here giving fellatio and not receiving anything.
No,
Wow, what example. Whoa.
Are you judging me?
No, that's the Lord's job, but I don't
right, so shut up.
I thought you deserved more. You know, you always talk about how, oh, these guys have to do this for me and do that for me, but you're just out here giving fellatio. Funny how the table's turned.
I smelled your breath from here, babe. Keep it down. This was somebody that I know, and, you know, drunk. He was drunk, and he was like, suck my dick. I got on my knees so quick because I haven't sucked dick in so long. I was so excited to do it. Plus, I wanted to see if I still got it. And I do. It was good. I needed that taste.
Oh, that's good.
I had to exercise the mouth. I haven't been in the gym, so.
As long as you enjoyed yourself.
Right.
That's what's up.
Lost a couple of calories.
And gained them right on back.
You know what? And I'm going to keep gaining them back until
and the
Sunday.
First. Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. Me and you both.
You know I'm going to go drink my butt off tonight.
Right. How were those French fries that we had before here?
It was only a small amount, so let's not make it seem like it was a large thing.
Was there Parmesan on those as well?
No, it was not. It was truffle.
Truffle and Parmesan.
I didn't see Parmesan.
With a little bit of parsley.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with me. I don't know. Maybe I am ordained to be a pastor because I always stutter on my words sometimes, like I'm speaking in tongues. Yeah, maybe that's a sign from the Lord.
What time is it?
Oh, my goodness.
No, I did have another little topic to, like, bring to the forefront.
Well, put it on the front four.
Okay. Okay. What the hell was I writing? And she is lying because he wants something.
Wake me up when you find it, babe.
Wow. Okay, now. I was saying how draining it can be when you have to be so cautious and guarded and mentally aware when you're getting to know somebody, especially once you've been hurt so bad. You're just so on guard because you know, you don't want to be hurt again. And with me now, it's just like anytime I'm talking to anybody, I feel like they're lying to me, you know? So that can kind of run them away because I'm so damn afraid to get hurt or let down. I don't know what to believe. Like, a guy can say, oh, you know, you're pretty. And I'm like, damn, does he really think I'm pretty? Or does he want something from me? Does he think I'm going to fall for his web? Am I really pretty? Like, it'll fuck with me. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I've been there,
have you felt like that? Have y'all felt like that? Like, you know?
I've been there before.
Yeah?
And, yeah, I push people away because of my past experiences.
And that's how I'm starting to feel. Like, I just don't even want to get involved with anybody too seriously because I'm just already expecting that they want to hurt me.
Especially when it started to go good. It's like, okay, it's going good. I know something's about to happen.
Right. They got to have something on the side or maybe I'm just a joke to them, you know?
Yeah. That's when I start thinking and overthinking. Mm-hmm. And then we can definitely chase them away because then we become standoffish or we stop replying to them. We just kind of ghost. Right. I've ghosted people before because of that.
And then it's like, how many times have guys actually just dealt with a female? I don't want to be a female that a guy's just dealing with. No, I want you to be attracted to me and really like me, you know? A lot of guys mess with females that they're not attractive to because they just want to reap benefits or they see how nurturing she is and know she's a good woman, but they don't even really like her. So that's why they deal with her, but then go out and mess with all these other females to satisfy them as well. I don't want to be that.
No, you deserve better than that. That's the thing I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because for heterosexual couples, it's easy for you guys to go out and mingle with people and find guys to go on dates with. When you are a gay man, especially a gay black man living in Los Angeles, you go out to the clubs, nobody's out there looking for a relationship when you're going to a bar or if you're going to a restaurant. It's hard for us to meet somebody that actually wants a relationship. You always meet people are there that just want to fuck or they just want to like have fun with their friends. They're not looking. Right. So I want to find somebody that I can go on a date with and actually be intimate. It's hard to date. So they say... I know, but they say go out there and you maybe meet somebody. Where am I going to meet them at? A coffee shop?
But, I mean, that's the same, too. Like, okay, you say heterosexual, but, like, it's the same for, like, big people, for example. For me, I can go out and meet guys and they just want to do it. Or I can go out and meet nobody. It's like I'm a certain type of preference. I'm an acquired taste. Not everybody is used to this.
You're exotic.
Yeah, something like that.
Iconic.
That's how it is. Like, it's hard. It's kind of hard for me. Ironic. To find Jacob, I'm being serious.
Me as well.
Yeah.
You'll find that person.
I'm not in a rush or nothing. We're just having a conversation.
No, I feel, you know, I definitely can relate to that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I wonder if the viewers can, you know, if they've been in a similar situation, if it's hard or if they have to feel extra guarded or if they've been hurt and let down.
Emphasis on guard up because I could have my guard up and be snappy. Like, what? No.
Mm-hmm. And especially, get irritated quick.
Yeah, but it's also... I blame the men as well because especially when they talk to women, they're a little bit aggressive. And they don't know how to take no for an answer. You know what I mean? Okay. I just saw it yesterday with my homegirl. He was like, hey, yo, you single? She was like, no, I have a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. She liked him. He was like, oh, well, can I get your Instagram? No, I have a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, we can't be friends. She just said she has a boyfriend. So why would you even, like...
keep pursuing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And if you had a girlfriend, don't you want her to respect you as a man and not give out her social media? You know what I mean? It's like just idiotic.
How could you respect the woman that says she has a dude but still give you the info? Do it to him, do it to you, and probably even worse.
Just accept no. I think getting denied is like everybody's worst nightmare.
But
I mean,
it happens. I've been rejected a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe not in a bad way, like, hell no, bitch, but I've been let down, like, thinking I'm talking to somebody, and they go talk to the next person, talk to my friend, or, you know, that's...
I've been rejected.
That's happened about 2 times already. I mean, goddamn.
Yeah.
Wow, I must just be a piece of shit.
Or have you ever talked to somebody, you was, like, kind of flirted with them, and they kind of made it... They said something to you... In a way where they friend-zoned you immediately. Like, this just happened to me, like, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I was at my homegirl's house for her birthday, and I was, like, flirting with this guy. And then this Hispanic guy walked in. He was like, oh, damn, he's so fine. Like, that's my type. So you were flirting with me, but you just let me know that you prefer the Hispanic guy. So automatically, I'm like, okay, well, there goes my
right, or, like, if say I'm talking to a dude or something, I, like, rub his leg or something. I'm like, ha, you tripping, bro. Like, oh, shit. I thought we had something.
I saw that. Running away and shit.
Okay, not running now. That's a little pricey. That's
Well, I mean, because you be goofy, though.
Right,
not literally
right.
running away from me because they're not attracted, just because you be doing too much.
Yeah.
You be playing. Amber is a big goofball.
I love a good laugh. I love to laugh all day, all night.
That's one thing we do. I miss having game nights.
Yes. I saw a post, and it was like, it's better to hang with your friends and have game nights and go out to the club. How you feel about that?
I agree.
Yeah?
Yeah, food, drinks, cocktails. We having fun. Who could?
How was it last night when you went?
It wasn't, like, a party. It was her mom was there. It was, like, you know, like, her family.
Oh. Was it food?
We didn't really do that. No. There was pizza. Yeah, there was pizza.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. We missed you, though.
Yes. Couldn't make that gas trip back twice.
Yeah.
Do-do-do-do.
You live far, 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 far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In nowhere's land. Neverland. What was that?
Never, never land. Mm-mm-mm-mm. You know that song?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
Yeah. Hang it up flat screen.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. So how are you feeling, though, honestly, about our journey and even being on episode 31, having the live show coming up? Mm-hmm. Like, do you feel, not pressure, but how do you feel, like, knowing that you're about to be on stage, you're not you don't like to speak in public?
Right.
Like, yeah.
Nervous about speaking in public, but when I get in my head that it's something I have to do, I just gear myself up because I have to do it. It's no turning back. I can't say, no, I'm not going.
Right.
So I just push myself and get ready for it. I'll just feel the pressure now to do more. We're starting off at such a high rate and doing something so freaking great to be the first Black podcast at the Beverly Center, a predominantly white area.
Yeah, it's a blessing.
We're up high, so we got to keep it going. We cannot drop down, so the pressure is on. I'm feeling like, whew, damn, let's get these guests in. Let's switch it up. Let's do some different segments. Look, I'm
different
stuttering.
Different sceneries?
Yeah, different sceneries.
Yes. See, yeah, we both stutter sometimes. It's life.
I'm really serious about this, like...
I'm excited. And have you guys ever had a package stolen from you? So I ordered and the delivery person put my package on the steps of my building.
Can you please put the little picture there?
Yeah, look at this. This is just, what the hell is going on? Like, what made you do that?
Why would you? And it's like, you tried to like hide it like, bro. What?
And this is my outfit for the live show, you guys. So I'm pissed.
Are you going to reorder it?
I guess so. I'll try one more time.
Yeah. Maybe you should be home.
That's never happened.
Gonna come.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't know that it was going to come. Usually they call me and I just buzz them in, you know, but they didn't do that.
Lazy.
Yeah, ignorant. Ooh,
yeah.
Or Monty.
Mm-hmm. You know. Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to... Well, I do have an idea. So much on my mind.
Mine too.
Yeah.
I want some catfish right now and french fries.
Yeah, I'm not eating anything else the way my stomach just acted.
And a margarita with tahini on the rim.
Definitely going to have a couple of drinks.
Actually, I should do a tequila. So, no, I could do a margarita.
Yeah, a little
Why
tiny.
Not? Mm-hmm. I'm going out with a bang. We can't drink for a month. Right. Well, it's not a month, child. Look at me.
19 days.
It's going to feel like a decade.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do on the weekends. I'm going to be like, you know?
Yeah. One day we need to come here and film in pajamas. I want to be comfortable.
I'm comfortable all the time. My clothes, because they fit.
Hey, don't read me, bitch.
My clothes, excuse me,
my clothes fit as well.
Oh.
Just because my pants ripped that one time.
In a jacket, is that close? I'm just asking.
Yes, it closes.
Okay, period. So, yeah.
Right.
Pajamas. I don't really own too many pajama sets.
You are really on one today. And I don't even have the energy to go back and forth with you. As y'all can see, I'm just so chill today.
Oh, please.
I really am.
Don't beat your ass down.
Girl, you ain't weak nothing there. Please. Those braids are too tight. Got you thinking real crazy right there. Okay? Yes.
Words from a blonde, huh?
I'm just hopefully that none of those ghetto beads fall off of you. Actually, I can't say those beads. Those are the culture. Sorry
right.
to my
ghetto
black people.
Hood, look.
Well, they're a little hood.
Annie.
It could have been a little smaller.
Buy me some, then.
Okay.
Yep.
You should have done the black ones. You know, like the little the black beads. You know, when you're a little
Why do I do black beads?
They do the beads.
I'm not a little girl.
Wait, what about barrettes? You remember the barrettes? I can see you in barrettes. You look so cute in barrettes. Do you
I'm
have
in your house just living, baby.
Excuse me. Did you have barrettes though as a little girl?
Yes, I had pigtails and everything.
I can see you definitely wearing that.
Yes. My mom stayed twisting my hair up. For real, yeah.
You guys, this has been such a... Well, let me see what time it is.
We're right on the dot.
Oh, my God, we are.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, we are. Are you proud of us? Shout out to our amazing, spectacular, phenomenal, wonderful Ooh-hoo! Black engineer, at WTF Media Studios in Los Angeles, California. You guys, we are having our first live show like we announced in the
October 19th, 5 to 8.
Yes, here is the flyer right here on the screen. Make sure you guys get your tickets.
Yes, before they sell out.
They will be selling out, period. Mm-hmm. So get your tickets now.
Yes.
We love you guys. I'm one of your hosts, Jacob Willis.
It's your girl, Just Living, baby.
We'll see you in episode 32. Pew.